Good morning and welcome back to Canberra for the pre-finals and finals of the Southern Zone series. I'd like to thank everyone who has joined us this weekend as we are getting set now for the start of what should be a great day's racing. Junior National Light on the grid, Zane Morse is the man who will be out there on the pole. So he'll bring them round on the pole with Sean Chibuteri in the three cart sitting beside him. Almost ready to go. Yes, away and racing. And it's Morse who leads them into turn number one. Coming up from the third row, Luke Wrigley in the 64 cart sits there in second position. Then back there further, it is the three of Sean Chibuteri who's dropped one spot. So as the leader, works his way across the start finish line, Zane Morse. Zane Morse leading the way. Morse having won heat number one yesterday, a third in heat number two, and fourth in heat number three. Chibuteri won heat three, and Alec Morse one heat number two. Alec Moore starting out of position number five will have some work to do to get himself up into the podium by the end of the day. So across the line, Zane Morse pulling away quite comfortably now, getting himself into a very strong position. Wrigley and Chibuteri having a good battle of their own. Back there, the battle for second is the closest on the circuit. And Luke Wrigley. Now Cody Boulding makes the move up into third position and putting the pressure on Wrigley as they come out of the S's. So Wrigley now under the pressure of the 19 cart of Boulding. In fact, that's a 22, my apologies, 22 of Lachlan Chancellor. Race leader working his way across the start-finish line now, Zane Morse from Chancellor, who has managed to pick up that second position past Luke Wrigley now. Chibuteri in fourth. Then you go back to Josh Fife, who's got Alec Morse looking to try and get that spot from him. So Alec Morse has dropped one position. No, he hasn't. He's still in fifth place now, so Morse. No, he has dropped one position in fifth, who started out of eighth position, has now moved up quite well through the pack, and he's looking to go further as he gets onto the back of the number three, Sean Chibuteri, who's putting the pressure back onto the 64 of Luke Wrigley. So, as they work their way back up around the top of the circuit, five laps in the book, about to complete the half race distance as they work their way across the start finish line. Morse, Chancellor, then it is working there. Laps counting down now here in the Southern Zone Series pre-final for Junior National Light. Race leader is still Zane Morse. Remember that one speaker last week? Remember there that it was broken and then you had to play with it. So, looking at a number of carts working around at about the same lap speed. Zane Morse, a 36.7. Lachlan Chancellor, a 36.6. Lariglia, a 36.7. Shibutari, a 36.6. So, whilst Morse has got the advantage on the racetrack, Lachlan Chancellor in the 22 cart is those in now. A back marker will play a factor here, as I think it's Cameron Longmore who will be coming a lap down. So the blue flag's going out now to the 36P, and Cameron Longmore, well, the leader just catching him in the pit turn. So that has certainly hindered Zane Mawson at the line. Lachlan Chancellor and Zane Morse side by side. Morse able to hold off the challenge from Chandler, but now with just three laps left to run, it is still Morse and Chandler working nose to tail straight. Great battle for the lead here. Lachlan Chancellor, who started out of position number three, sits there as the race leader, working through into the pit turn, nose to tail across the start finish line. Chancellor again having the momentum, looks to go up the inside, but Morse holds his line, holds his nerve, and maintains that lead position. So it's Morse, Chancellor, then back to Shibutari. Further back then, looking over his shoulder, is Josh Fyfe. Luke Wrigley has faded after starting out of position number four. He moved up to second for a while, but now he's back in fifth position. Johnson, Wiegland and Alec Morse. He's not had the race he would like, starting in fifth and now backing out to position number eight. White flag at the ready. And Chancellor, again, looking down the inside. Chancellor makes the move. Morse on the crossover will regain the front spot. Shibutari continuing to battle off Fyfe, who's got Wrigley now coming back at him. Three wide as they go past the back marker of Cameron Long. Further back in the pack, that is Alec Morse. And, no, that was and Attard that were getting involved in that mix. But down the pit straight for the final time. And Lachlan Chancellor making a hard run, gets the pass at the top of the circuit, and victory. Chancellor takes the win from Morse. Back then to Shibutari, Fyfe, Wrigley, Johnson, Wiegland. Then it's Alec Morse. Further back then to Attard, Woolner, Reynolds and Longmore will arrive the first pre-final of the day for Junior National Light.
The Denver Club would like to thank Yass Valley Earthworms. They're tough but careful experts in precision work. If you need earth moving or excavation services in Yass, the Yass Valley, well, Yass Valley Earthworks has everything you need to get the job done. They're experienced, qualified and highly skilled operators who can complete any job safely and effectively. Yass Valley Earthworks, give them all your excavation needs on 0408 630 115. Rock Solid Concreting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Rock Solid Concreting work throughout Canberra for concreting and paving. Rock Solid Concreting, you can contact them on 0412 085 367. Rock Solid Concreting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your concreting needs, give them a call today.
Biozone, of quality cleaning products. Call Sunday Shablo on 0416 4378. Biozone, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, air wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. Full surface cleaners, bio metal car cleaners and even Biozoom. quality cleaning products, call Zonte Zuccolotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set for a start here with the cadets at the start-finish line. A good even start. Bircher and Haynes on the front row. Bircher has the run into turn number one. Haynes goes through into second position. The pressure being applied there by Harrison Burchett. A spinner further back in the pack. That's the 64 of Caleb Heffernan. He didn't get held up on the ripple strip, which is good news as he came back onto the circuit. So he will continue on as the leader heads down the pit straight. Good jump from Bircher off the pole, and Bircher will lead them across the start finish line. Haynes in the rock solid concreting entry sits back there in second position. Then back in third is Burchett. So as they come up over the rise here on a beautiful autumn morning here in the nation, Bircher, Haynes, then it's Burchett. We're 1, 2, and 3 at the front of the field leading the way. So a good strong start for the cadets here in pre-final. Across the start finish line, Cody Bircher clicks off another lap. His first flying lap's a 40.652. Josh Haynes in second, 40.654. So nothing between those two carts as they work their way. Oh, further back, Burchett might have made a move now. And Burchett, who has been putting the pressure on here right throughout the weekend, may have just grabbed second place in that battle as they go around the back marker of Caleb Heffernan to put him one lap down. No, it is still out in front. Bircher, Haynes still in second, and Burchett is the next cart through. So just starting to string out now as Heffernan, oh, Heffernan just tags the 11 card of Madison Jess that time. Madison Jess just getting caught on the Mac marker there, Caleb Heffernan. And unfortunately, that will cost Jess a fair bit of track position. So as they work across the line, here comes Haynes. Haynes thought about a look up the inside, just couldn't quite pull off the move, so falls back in line, knowing that Haynes can't be too risky with his move. Burchett is six cart. The combined districts driver will be there to pounce if he was to make a mistake. So along the back straight again, Haynes pulls out a line of Bircher. That's the orange top cart, the Bircher EFI. So Cody Bircher, not the quickest man on the circuit. That honour is going to the third place man in Harrison Burchett. But this time Haynes gets in good position up the end. No, can't make the move. Burchett from Lithgow. Haynes, and your leader is the orange driver of Cody Bircher. So as they head along the back straight, again Haynes looks like he's got a bit more power at the end of the straight, a bit more top speed, but unfortunately at the moment he's unable to capitalise on that advantage to get him an additional position on the racetrack. So, as they're single file, a couple more back markers could prove to be a factor here. They certainly affected the pre-final in Junior National Light, and as they come up on the P69, that is Cooper Beaton to put him one lap down. So, Bircher in the lead of this one, cart number six. They come up on the back markers. Oh, there's contact there. Two carts off the circuit. And we'll have to wait and see. I think it might have been the leader, in fact. So, It is the 66 now of Harrison Burchett, Cody Bircher, and looking at that, Josh Haynes is the one that's affected the most. He is now 4 seconds behind the leaders, as the backmarkers really did play a factor. One cart bouncing off the tyres, and that will be Cooper Beaton. So Cooper Beaton is the tart that speared off the track. The black and white diagonals going out to Josh Haynes, and Haynes will have to go and see the stewards following this. So a 4.2 second disadvantage to Haynes in third place now, as Harrison Burchett, who has set the, really no, Cody Bircher has the fastest lap of the race in second place. Burchett is the race leader with a 39.8 on that last lap to Bircher's 40.07, and Josh Haynes just trying to get himself composed again, a 40.43, his last lap. So, race leader. Burchett over here, leading the way. So the Southern Star Series, quite of clubs being represented, with Lithgow, Orange, Canberra, Grenfell and Wagga all out on the circuit. And two laps to go next time by for your race leaders who head across the stripe. Burchett, Bircher, and then Hayes still 4.2 seconds behind. So the lap traffic proving to be a real factor here. The Tegra cart of Josh Sarvet. Oh, a spin for, well, in fact, I think it might have been contact. Yes, for the second time in this race, having contact with a back marker. This time it's the P2 of Daniel Ward. So white flag out for the race leaders as they go around Caleb Heffron once again. Just running wide, opens the door up, and Bircher gets through, but Bircher slides wide. They defend here as they come up over the rise. It looks like he might have just blocked the progress enough of Burchett to keep him from challenging once again, as the leaders work their way around the top of the circuit on this final lap. It'll be a battle to the checkered flag. We've had two great pre-finals. So they come to the pit turn, and around the pit turn for the final time, it's Coach who takes the victory ahead of Harrison Burchett. Josh Haynes will come through in third position. Then it's back to Josh Sargent, who comes home. Levaines in the 8 cart finishes in 5th with Mia Bolton in the 23 cart. Further back to the 11 of Madison Jess. Then it's Daniel Ward and Caleb Heffron rounding out the running order. So an interesting start to our pre-finals here. Junior Max is up next.
Do you need a new cart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Stable Karting 6241 0446. Stable Karting is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Every second Wednesday of the month is at the Canberra Kart Racing Clubhouse meeting. Get involved and support our racing club. Have your say in what you want from your club. The Canberra Kart Racing Club meeting here every second Wednesday night of each month.
Natural Gas and Water are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're specialists in hot water, heating and cooling, including solar hot water. natural gas and water. They supply and install all types of hot water systems, including electric, gasless flow and solar systems. As Canberra can not only get very cold in winter, so extremely hot in summer, they specialise in cooling. You can give natural gas and water a call today on 6241 8237. Natural gas and water, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
As we get set now for a start in the pre-final for Junior Max. Junior Max looking for what should be a good run here. Zane Morse with two wins out of his three starts. Beside him, the 17 of Josh Hemphill, who has had a win and two second place finishes. Chris Cooper. Then it's Gus Flynn. As we get set. Away and racing, and it's Hemphill who gets the jump. Good start there for Hemphill. More slots into second as they head up the back straight. Cooper and Flynn. Flynn, who had a DNF in heat number one, which certainly cost him points-wise, is trying to make it back now as they work their way through the pit turn to complete lap number one. Race leader is Josh Hemphill. Moore sits back there in second. Then it's Flynn, Cooper, Loftus and Thomas in the 85 kart. A beautifully prepared kart. Done the JPS Lotus colour. Well, I guess it's like the new Lotus colours now, but it is a beautifully prepared kart from Victoria. The Eastern Lions Club member, Nicola Thomas. But a race leader, Josh Hemphill, set up a 0.2 of a second gap. As he comes across the line, though, there are three carts, nose to tail. Morse goes to the inside, and following him through is Flynn. Flynn will get the door open, and he'll take the lead. So, Gus Flynn is your new race leader here in the pre-final of this. Junior Max, Zane Morse coming back at him now around the top of the circuit, and Morse retakes the spot. Flynn stays on the outside, didn't try to cross over, and Morse is now your new race leader. So Morse, job there, trying to get himself back to the front. He did so successfully. Working his way around the top of the circuit once again, and it is a good start there for Zane Morse, who's withstood some pressure already and is now working his way around the front of the circuit, around the top part. There's still nose to tail, three apiece, and it is a great run here by Zane Morse, who is holding off Flynn. Hemphill will be disappointed after making that move, trying to get to the front of the field, hasn't been able to capitalize or show that speed again. Fastest card on the circuit, Zane Morse, a 32.888. The Intrepid CC Racing card from Canberra, ahead of Flynn in the CRG Formaz Parts Plus entry. His last lap, a 33.042. As they come across the stripe, just starting to stretch his advantage. He out to a 0.4 second lead, Zane Morse. So a good solid start. Morse leading the way. Don't forget, you can check out the live timing app through the live timing button on the AKA website. So if you've got a Android or i device and you want to keep the scoring at your fingertips, then don't forget to check out the live scoring app available now for your mobile devices. Out in front of the field here, we don't really need the timing and scoring app to see that it's a close battle at the front. They've concertinaed back together. Good run. Zane Morse leading the way from Flynn. Then it's back to Hemphill. Second there, Cooper doing a good job. Just keeping the pressure for fourth place battle between himself and Jack Loftus. They've had a good battle right throughout this race, but Cooper's got the advantage at the moment. So it's Morse across the line once again. His advantage back out to 0.4 of a second. It's been seesawing between 0.2 and 0.4, which works out to be about a cart length in this J-Max pre-final. They head up the back straight once again. And Morse looks like he's got it under control as they will come across the line with two laps left to run. Zane Morse, who won two heats yesterday. Gus Flynn, as I mentioned, a DNF in heat one and then two third place finishes, meant he had to start out of position number four in the pre-final. He worked quickly up, finding his way to the front for a couple of laps there. But it was Morse who eventually made the move at the top of the circuit and now has maintained his position at the front of the field. So Zane Morse coming towards the white flag lap. A good, solid performance from him. Hemphill, well, he'll know that he'll be starting on the inside of the front row if he can maintain that third position. And, well, that could give him a good opportunity to jump Flynn going into turn number one if he can get a good start. So all is not lost. They concertina together at the top of the circuit, but not close enough for anyone to challenge in those top three spacings as they head across the start finish line. Morse takes the victory from Gus Flynn and Josh Hemphill. Good run there in the pre-final of J-Max.
Yes, Firewood Supplies have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrum Bateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required size and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgi on 0408 694 464. Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 30 years. Browse the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Capital Trans Sportswear are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing. They've been known for 20 years of family-oriented service, providing reliability and quality workmanship. Capital Trophies and Sportswear have two great locations. Side, it is at Star Street, Mitchell. On the south side, they're in Shop Court, Canberra. You can give them a call on either 6241 or south side 6296-2556. Capital Trophies and Sports, 5 years of family service. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Canberra Kart Shed is now open at Unit 1, 55 Townsend Street. Give Brett a call today for all your karting and requirements. And the Canberra Kart Shed also Freckle engines. With their own engine dyno, they can tune your engine to this. You can check them out online, www.kartshed.com.au, or give Brett a call on 0438 303 225. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Well, we've got
footy's back, and you have a choice.
Well, we've got a Clubman Light out onto the circuit. as we get set for...
You'll be in the know wherever you are. You can even watch the NRL one. So to get closer,
choice is easy.
Fox Sports, only on Foxtel.
Come to rejoin us here. Getting set for a start now. It's Brody Tilbrook in the 7 card. Mitchell Croke in the 54, out of position number 2. Robert Ames in the 9. Beck Connell in the 29. Kylie Otter in the 72. Dean Henry Smith in the 4. Thomas Schneider, O'Malley and Frost as a good green light. And off the outside of the front row, it's Croke who gets the jump. Croke leads the way as he works his way up over the rise. Tilbrook slots into second position, is looking to try and make the move. Tilbrook won 2 heats yesterday, Beck Connell winning the 3rd heat, but a DNF for Beck Connell sees her coming out of position number 4. She had plenty of speed right throughout the day, as Croke, though, is your race leader. 2 second place finishes for Mitchell Croke, along with a 4th place finish. Got him off the side of the front row, and now he is capitalising on it as he holds Tilbrook at bay as they work their way along the back straight. So some great driving here. The laps of Clubman Light. They work their way down the pit straight once again. And it is... up the side of Robert Ames for position going into turn number 1. Was the 4 cart of Dean Henry Smith. Now Dean Henry Smith, DNF in heat 2, had a 5th and a 4th, and he's really finding some form here early in the piece to get himself up into that 3rd position now and try to close in on the Croke Tilbrook battle. Tilbrook just edging towards the inside line there, trying to get Croke out of position as they work up over the rise. Henry Smith trying to bridge the gap and close in to make it a 3-way battle for the lead. He's trying to close up a 0.7 of a second gap. Kylie Otter currently running in 5th. Beck Connell has faded to 8th. So she'll be disappointed to fall back that far after winning heat number 3. Connell makes the pass going into turn 1 on Chris Thomas. So Connell now, O'Malley in that previous lap, is now past Thomas and working on the back bumper of Kylie Otter in the 72 cart. At the inside now, as Tilbrook trying to make a move on Croke around the top turns, but Croke fights him off, and Tilbrook is second position. He'll make another lunge now into turn 9. This time he looks like he's got a Croke, hangs on the outside. They're side by side into the... Croke will hold onto the position. Here comes Beck Connell, got past Kylie Otter going into the top turns, and now she has got 4.3 and get onto the back of Robert Ames. She trails the leaders by 5.6. The good news is, though, whilst the leaders continue side by side, they're not running their best laps, and that has allowed Henry Smith to turn this into a 3-way charge at the lead. Into the inside. Oh, he just locks it up slightly. Lucky he didn't have Henry Smith up the inside of him that time, trying to take the position. 3-way battle for the lead. Then it's Ames. Now it's Connell trying to run through and bridge that gap down so she can get herself a better starting position for the final. At the moment, though, it's Mitchell Croke who is holding the rest of the field at bay. Croke across the line. Again, Tilbrook looks to the inside. Up the inside. Gets the pass. And Croke could not reply, had to dive immediately into the back behind Tilton to make sure Henry Smith didn't also get the spot. So along that back straight now, 3 carts nose to tail. There is 0.2 of a second between 1st and 3rd. 1.5 seconds the difference between the leader and Robert Ames, who has been closing in. with Beck Connell now charging hard. Connell running fastest laps of the race. The 33.519 for Beck Connell, the fastest lap of the race so far. 33.685, the fastest for Tilbrook, who now lead and is trying to get some, well, get some advantage between himself and Croak, who is still battling Dean Henry Smith. Henry Smith to the inside now. Smith in that Scuderia PCR cart makes the move and gets past the Lithgow driver in the Arrow. Oh, the Wollongong Car Club driver of Dean Henry Smith makes the pass. Henry Smith has DNF in Heat 2 when half the clubmen finished out over two incidents in that race. Set back a number of challenges in this weekend's Southern Star Series round number one. But as Tilbrook opens up almost a second gap at the front of the field, Henry Smith now, clear lap of racing, a 33.8, Tilbrook 0.6, and Connell still charging another 33.5, but it looks like she's just much of a start away, and 4.3 seconds behind the leader. Now only 1.1 second behind Robert Ames, who runs in fourth place. But as the white comes out, it could be a little bit too far. She cut that gap by half a second on that last lap to Ames. So Connell, still a chance perhaps to get fourth place as the battle for second continues on. Henry Smith and Croak. Croak trying to come back at him around the top of the circuit now. Croak trying hard. Tilbrook is going to take the win. Tilbrook in great position there. Comes across the line and takes the victory. Henry Smith holds on. Behind him was Mitchell Croak. Then it went back to Ames Connell. Further back then to Carter Thomas, who's in sixth place. Otter in seventh, and then it's Frost O'Malley. And Schneider not getting out onto the circuit. So an interesting first four. Looks like we're going to have some great finals coming up later as Senior National prepare to come out onto the circuit.
The Canberra Kart Racing Club to thank. Yes, Valley Earthworks. They're capable experts in precision work. If you need earth moving or excavation services in Yass, the Yass Valley, well, Yass Valley Earthworks has everything to get the job done. They're experienced, qualified, and highly skilled operators who can complete any job safely. Yass Valley Earthworks, give them a call for excavation on 0408 30 115 today. Canberra Card Shed is now open at Unit 1, 55 Townsend Street in Fishwick. Give Brett a call today for all your card chassis requirements. And the Canberra Card Shed also runs engines with their own engine dyno. They can tune your engine to perfection. You can check them out online, www.cartshed.com.au, or give Brett a call on 0438 303 224. The Canberra Kart Shed, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Rock Solid Concreting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Rock Solid Concreting work throughout Canberra for concreting and paving. Rock Solid Concreting, you can contact them on 0412 085 367. Rock Solid Concreting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your concreting and paving needs, give them a call today.
Getting set now for Senior National. Kieran Doran in Senior National Light had the perfect run. Wins in all three heats yesterday. Scott Harding in the nine starts beside him with 2 second place finishes and a third. Warren Hodder in the four carts with 2 thirds and a second. Robert Dixon was solid in fourth place all day. In the heavies, Braden Boots is starting on the pole with 2 thirds and a second. We're away and racing, and from the outside of the front row, it's Harding who gets the jump off the start. Harding leading the way, running the ripple strip quite hard then, was Doran through the right-hander of the S's. Jump off in the heavies. Curtis Dixon gets the jump there. Dixon, who was second and a fifth yesterday, starting on the outside of the front row, has managed to jump Braden Boots. Now Hazelton, who had two wins and a DNF, started out of position number three in the heavies class, will now try to close up that gap between himself and Kieran and Braden Boots. So, as the leaders now head toward the back straight, Doran has got some pressure on him from the 9 cart. That's the Bud Racing cart. Al Aubrey, the full tilt Bud Racing cart of Scott Harding. So Hodder still in third. Curtis Dixon leading the heavies class as they work their way across the start finish line. Doran is your race leader. From Haring, Hodder, then it's Dixon. That's Robert Dixon, the last of the lights, but he's about to be passed by Curtis Dixon, who has got Hazelton coming up on his back bumper. So Hazelton now looking to make a pass. This is for a class lead in Senior National Heavy. Hazelton up the inside of Curtis Dixon. They're side by side round the top turn. The back marker is going to play a factor. Robert Dixon just not giving a clean run. Well, he doesn't have to pull over, even though it's a different class battle. Hazelton to the side of Robert Dixon. Curtis Dixon can't use the back marker as off the circuit. There is the 12 card of Philip Middleton. Now, we saw Middleton getting into a bit of trouble through the day. The Lithgow driver in the Workplace Training Centre card, he was part of the shenanigans in the Heat 2 that saw himself and a number of other drivers involved in incidents. As Doran comes across the start finish line as your leader, Harding, no change at the front of the lights field. Hazelton is leading the heavies. He's running in fourth place on the racetrack with Curtis Dixon in second place now, but it's Hazelton just starting to pull away from him. Then we have this great battle. That's Boots, Middleton, Noyan, and Harradine all fighting for, on the racetrack, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th position. Oh, and off at the top, and I think that might be Boots and Middleton again. So as the leaders come across the line, and Kieran Doran is out to a 1.1 second lead. No, Boots has got through. So it was Middleton and Robert Dixon were involved in that incident. So unfortunately, Robert Dixon and Middleton getting together there, working their way around the top turn that time. They were two drivers not in a class battle. They were in different classes running the same piece of racetrack, and really that has hurt Middleton's chances of a good start here in the final. But for Noyan and Ratman to the inside of Noyan, the 27 and 18 car, the 22 and 18 carts battling it out here. Ratman, normally a very fast driver here at Canberra, he had a second in Heat 1, a win in Heat 2, but a DNF which cost him track position in the pre-final. Backing it out now with Ricky Noyan, who DNF'd in Heat 1 and then had two finishes in class. So as the leaders count down the laps now, they're over half race distance. It is still Kieran Doran out, well out in front. Now another incident down the bottom of the circuit. Two carts being pulled from the track. Just can't quite pick up the number, but I think that might be Michael Hazelton and perhaps Curtis Dixon. No, it looks like Hazelton's cart for some reason. We'll have to see. It comes across the line now. We've seen Harding in the Riverina in the full tilt, Bud Racing, Aubrey Kart, Doran is in the Wagga, Riverina, Arrow, Hazelton and Dixon still are out there, so obviously it wasn't those two drivers involved in that down there in turn number one. So it's starting to look like it might be Brent Dickinson and Craig Harradine who are in that, or maybe even Warren Hodder, who's in the four card, because he is off the circuit now. So the leader just clicking off laps. His best time, a 38.106. So the Riverina Go-Kart Centre, out of Wagga, represented here by Kieran Doran, having a solid performance in the pre-final. It'll be Scott Harding in second position, the Aubrey driver from Lithgow's. Michael Hazelton in the 41 cart. And then it's Curtis Dixon from Orange in the Birrell cart as the leader. Now puts the Sydney Kart Racing Club, Max Labutt, 45 down one lap. Max Labutt has had a solid performance this weekend, a 9th and 2 7th place finishes. Looks like he's running a bit rich though in the lay-butt cart. Might need to just work on the tune on that engine, as the white flag is at the ready for race leader. In cart 17, it's Kieran Doran who leads the way. Labutt just one lap down in the 45. Then it's back to Scott Harding. Harding now gets the opportunity. Labutt going up over the rise. Further back, the boots battle continues on with Scott Rapman. And also in there's Ricky Noyan. So that three-car battle. It looks like Rapman going to the inside of boots here on the last lap. Checkered flag waves for Kieran Doyen. Then it's back to Scott Harding. Hazelton takes the win in the heavies. Further back then to Curtis Dixon. Boots holds off Rapman. Noyan's the next cart through. Then it's back to Philip Middleton in the 12 cart. Behind him, Heffron. Lawrence Doran, who had his share of dramas yesterday, comes across the line next. And then it'll be Robert Dixon, the final cart, to complete the run. So, Senior National in the book. Open performance, light and heavy, is up next. This is the Southern Stars Series. It's the third round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship and the first round of the brand new Southern Stars Series in New South Wales.
Sires and quality teams. Couple Sunday Chablow on 0418-964-378. Biozone, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers, leather cleaners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio metal hard cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonzo Zublotto, 0418-964-378. Biozoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Trophies and Sportswear are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Known for 25 family-oriented service, reliability and workmanship. Capital Trophies and Sportswear have two great teams. On the north side, it is 101 Lysart Street, Mitchell's. Whilst on the south side, they're in Shop 4, Premier Court, Canberra. You can give them a call on either 6241 6448 or, for the south side, 6296
255C. Capital Trophy since 25 years of service. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Racing Club.
Yes Firewood Supplies have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrumbah, Canberra for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required sizes and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408 694 464. Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
All right, just waiting for Open Performance to head out onto the circuit. All right, looking for a start here. Open Performance Light, Shannon McLean in the 88 will start from the pole. The 42 is Harrison Knight. The 11, Tony Prendergast. The 10, Martin Villari. 38 is Stephen Hampson. Mark Townsend, who had a big off in heat number 1 in the 13 cart. Missed heat 2 because he was still trying to repair that cart. Then it's the 25 of Brent Logan. In the heavies, Steve Martin in the 2 cart will start from the pole. Bruce Otter in the 14 starts out of position number 2. Robert Harness in the 60. Peter Beaton in the 7. And Greg Williams in the 15 cart. So as we get set for the start here, looking for McLean and Knight. McLean with 2 wins. Knight, 2 second place finishes. Side by side as they head into turn number 1. Open Performance. The tunnel is underway. McLean gets the advantage. Valeri, who makes a big move through the right hander of the S's. And that will see him up into fourth place. McLean, Harrison, working their way around the top of the circuit for the first time. Knight, well, the 88, getting a black and white diagonal flag shown to him. So he'll have to report to the stewards at the end. Don't know if they're talking about the start on the radio. I can't quite pick that up. But they were not happy with something that Shannon McLean did on the first lap. So McLean from Newcastle leads the way from Knight, Prendergast, Villari, Townsend. Then it's back to Hampson, Logan, Martin, the first of the heavies. He's got Otter, Harness, Beaton behind him. So the best battle on the circuit is actually for third place. Prendergast holding Villari at bay for the moment. Looks to the inside of Prendergast now as up, but Prendergast has got him covered. Prendergast, of course, last year overseas was one of the Canberra representatives at the Rotax World Finals. He sits in third at the moment. Villari with the shifter cart goes hard into turn number 1. Prendergast tried to do the crisscross, but now Villari will get away from him. Oh, fishing off the S's as he came up over the rise that time. And Villari will have some work to do. Villari has been very, very quick but inconsistent. Fifth in heat number 1, a win in heat number 2, and then failed to finish as he was in a good position. Oh, around goes Steve Martin. So that's the leader of the Open Performance heavies, and he's been collected, I think, by one of the back markers there, the 15 of Greg Williams, who's now trying to get back up to speed. So Williams just, well, catch back up. Of course, Steve Martin running the twin engine entry in that Yass Valley Earthworks cart. But that now means that Bruce Otter in the 14 card is leading Open Performance heavy. Here, 2 classes out on the circuit. And sometimes, oh, someone off the circuit now. I'm wondering if that's not Greg Williams again. As Williams and Martin haven't come past. So across the start finish line, the leader has completed 6 laps, half race distance. And That's Greg Williams pulling into the pit lane now. So McCaffrey, after I think he collected Steve Williams in the pit turn. Just getting a report here that he didn't actually hit the Martin cart. Williams just was taking evasive action, and that looks like it might have done some damage. So, as McLean, Knight, Valari, then you've got Mark Townsend, who's been working his way up through. As I mentioned earlier, Townsend yesterday in heat number one had a very, very heavy contact into the inside wall tyre fence as he was coming up out of the S's and over the rise. The contact, in fact, knocked the fence apart, and we had a tyre rolling across the track, which then brought out the red flag, and we had the race halted just after half race distance. Townsend, doing those repairs, missed the second heat and came out in the third heat to finish third. He started in sixth place here today and worked his way up in this pre-final to fourth position. So some great racing from Mark Townsend, who really was behind the eight ball right at the start of this meeting. No problems though for Newcastle's. Oh, cart slowing down the pit lane. Stephen Hampson. Now Stephen Hampson has had dramas in heat number three, and if that is Hampson who's pulled off the circuit, as I believe it is, that means his weekend, which was looking quite promising with a fourth place and a third finish, has now come to naught, and he'll be starting at the back of the Open Performance Light final a little bit later on this afternoon. So Otter now making his way, the leader of the heavies class, is starting to work his way through the lights field. He's up into fifth place on the racetrack as the white flag is out for your leader, Shannon McLean, who is leading this race by all over 3.5 seconds from Harrison Knight. He's really driven a beautiful race. Valeri in third is trying to close that gap between himself and Knight, but hasn't been able to do so. Then it's back to Mark Townsend. Bruce Otter is also back there, with Prendergast, Logan, the beaten, rounding out the runners on the circuit. Checkered flag at the ready, and the victory in Open Performance Light will go to Shannon McLean, but he has got the sword of Damocles hanging over his head, as he will have to go to the stewards at the end of the race. Now, he won the race by 3.5 seconds. If it's a jump start, I'm just checking with the tower, the jump start penalty is 10 seconds? Not quite sure, we'll just get that confirmed, but McLean on the racetrack, the winner. If it was a signal for a jump start, then he will be moved back to fourth position on the racetrack if 10 seconds is added to his time. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But it's McLean, Knight, Valeri, Townsend. Otter was the winner of the heavies class. Prendergast was the next car through. Then it was Logan, Harness, Beaton. And not finishing that pre-final was Hampson, Martin and Greg Williams.
Do you need a new cart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Every second Wednesday of the month, join us at the Canberra Clubhouse for our monthly club meeting. Get involved and support the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Have your say on what you want from your club. The Canberra Kart Racing Club, meeting here every second Wednesday night of each month.
Natural Gas and Water are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're specialists in hot heating and cooling, including solar hot water.
at Natural Gas and Water. They supply and install all types of hot water systems, including electric, gas, continuous flow and solar systems. And as Canberra can not only get very cold, but also extremely hot in summer, specialising in evaporative cooling. You can give Natural Gas and Water a call today on 6241 8237. Natural Gas and Water, proud sponsor of Canberra Kart Racing Club.
All right, getting set there for Clubman Heavy and Super Heavy. Michael Hazelton in the four will start from the pole with two wins and a fourth place. Trevor Whitby in the 32 will start out of position number two. He won heat number three in quite strong style. Druger, Harding, Buchanan. As we get set for a start, away and racing, and it is a Whitby that gets the jump in the better electrical cart, leads them into turn number one. Now Otter, who's doing double duty here in the open performance and also in Clubman Super Heavy, he leads them into turn number one, as it doesn't take long for the Clubman Heavy and Super Heavies, the two fields, to combine. So Hazelton with some work to do now is Whitby. Here's your race leader, Trevor Whitby, a very consistent runner here at Canberra. For a number of Trevor Whitby was racing here almost every, as Hazelton and Whitby side by side, they're actually banging wheels going through turn number one that time, through the S's now, and that's a big opportunity for Scott Harding, who Harding is doing double duty in the National and Clubman classes, in the two Yamaha classes there. And Harding now, in that full tilt motorsport entry, running in third from Albury, in this class in the Intrepid kart, is really starting to use that battle at the front to his advantage to close in on them. Now Harding has had two third place finishes and a seventh. Druger, who's behind him in fourth place, had a second, a fifth and a sixth. He was third on points, equal with Harding going into the pre-final, but we know that the final is all based on how you finish in this race, so you don't want to put a wheel wrong. Whitby in the Bedler Electricals cart leading the way. The Griffiths driver in the Arrow chassis, the KT100S engine, has got the Lithgow driver of Hazelton right on his back bumper now, as this time looking to the inside as they head up to the top of the circuit. Oh, battle further back. We've got a cart slowing. I think that's Scott Harding, the Albury driver, slowing down and might have to go to pit lane. We'll check if it is Harding. No, it wasn't Harding. So it was behind Harding, the Bircher cart. Buchanan, sorry. The Josh Buchanan cart number 10. Now, Buchanan had a DNF in heat one, a third and a second. So he'd been showing good form. He was there or thereabouts in that battle for third place with Harding and Druger. And unfortunately, now we'll have a job to do, as he'll have to start out of position number 12, position number 13, in fact, in the pre-final. So as the leader, change in the lead too, just in that last lap, as Hazelton has finally made the pass on Trevor Whitby. So as they head along the back straight, Whitby shuffled back to second. It's the Lithgow, Hazelton leading Whitby from Griffith, then Harding from Albury, Grenfell's Droger, that's in the Central West Carts and Parts entry, is running in fourth. He is about 2 cars off Harding, trying to work his way into a better starting in position for the final. Ryan Galvin, who was having carburetor troubles yesterday afternoon, was actually rebuilding all the seals and floats in the carburetor when I saw him yesterday afternoon. And it is Working for him now as he had to come out of position number 11 in this pre-final. He's worked his way up to fifth already. Mind you, he has got a bit of ground to make up in that lime, best lime entry, to be able to get himself further up the grid. Now, some super heavies battles on the field. Looks like Schultz and Thurston's having a bit of a tete-a-tete with Robert Miller as well. Just going down. Wesley Croft looking to dive up the inside. Yes, a mistake that time going into turn number one by Thurston, and Croft will take the position. So that battle is for 15th and 16th on the racetrack. So, a good battle back there. That battle continues down in 15th. Schultz, Croft and Thurston. And I think Croft, who showed a lot of good speed yesterday, Croft, with a second place in heat number two, a sixth place in heat number one in the heavies class, but just the DNF really cost him. And this time, looking to try and make a move into turn one on Gary Schultz. Through the S's that time, he loses a bit of ground and Schultz will have some breathing space. So as it's now, working up over the rise, they're coming onto the back of some of these super heavies, Paul Logan and James Croxton. So Croxton now will be the first cart to go a lap down. So blue flags are at the ready as we have completed nine. In fact, the leaders are heading down to complete lap number 10. Up the inside this time of Brad Miller. So Croxton used the blue flags to his advantage and got Logan, Paul Logan. And as the leader is in heavy traffic, he had a sizable lead over Whitby. Will Whitby be able to use that back markers, to his advantage? Because it's a 1.8 second gap last time by, but the traffic is getting very, very heavy as the white flag is out. And Whitby, no, he's just not been able to get through the traffic at all. And that gap is opening up 2.3 seconds. So for Ryan Galvin in fifth position, Ricardo in the super heavy class right behind him. Now that's not a class battle, so he doesn't want to do anything silly here as he's catching the back marker of Logan. Oh, and Galvin runs off the circuit. Makes it three wide along the back straight. Checkered flag at the ready as coming across the line from Lithgow, it's Michael Hazelton. Second place going to Trevor Whitby. Third place, Harding holds off Druger. Then it's back to Otter, the winner in the heavies from Galvin. Further back then to Winnell, Linsell, Withers, King, waiting for Braden Boots to come through. George Thompson and Robert Miller are the last carts on the leader's lap. Then it's, in fact, Thompson comes through, as does Miller now. So Croft, Schultz, Thurston's, Miller, James Crofton and Paul Logan all ending that race one lap down off the leader. But for Hazelton, he has got the pole position in the final, as does Bruce Otter in the super heavies.
The Canberra Kart Racing Club would like to thank, yes, Valley Earthworks. They're tough but careful experts in precision work. If you need earth moving or insulation services in Yass, the Yass Valley, well, Yass Valley Earthworks has everything you need to get the job done. They're experienced, qualified, and highly skilled operators who can complete any job safely and effectively. Yass Valley Earthworks, give them a call for all your excavation needs on 0408 630 115 today. Rock Solid Concreting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Rock Solid Concreting work throughout Canberra for concreting and paving. Rock Solid Concreting, you can contact them on 0412 085 367. Rock Solid Concreting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your concrete and paving needs, give them a call today.
BioZoom, quality cleaning products. Call Sunday Supply 1-0-418-964-378. BioZoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal car cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's BioZoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte's with Lotto 0418-964-378. BioZoom. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Car Racing Club.
Just Gone Racing in the rookies now, as the leader, Thomas Sargent, in the 47 Tegra Kart from Grenfell, makes his way down into turn number one through the S's. Tyler Everingham, that's the orange top cart in the Everingham Electrical sponsorship. Everingham sitting in second position. Everingham has had a solid performance today. Two second place finishes in the heats with a fifth place. Sargent, though, has been the class of the field, but as I say that, Everingham makes the pass. So Sargent, who won all the heat races yesterday in turned out to be a great day's racing here at the Canberra Kartway, goes through the dip and up the back straight in second position, as Everingham is your race leader. So Everingham from Sargent. Then it's Tommy Harradine. Harradine had a sixth, a second and a third to give him third place points. He sits in third now on the racetrack. Everingham, though, just doing everything he needs to at the moment to maintain the lead. Oh, bad move through the right-hander. And that will see Sargent all over the back bumper. Sargent moves to the inside as they head up the back straight this time, but can't make the pass. So our top three drivers all nose to tail, and it looks like Frank Fardell from Dubbo in the Mr. HDT race cars is starting to close in on that front running battle, as Sargent goes to the inside of Everingham again, and this time he makes the pass. Everingham wanted to try the crossover move, but Sargent made sure that he didn't slide out too far after making the hard entry, and that has given the lead back. And he's got about a cart length advantage as they head up the back straight. Around the top of the circuit now, and your race leader, Tyler Everingham, from Thomas Sargent, Harradine, Fardell, then it's Boulding, Luca Kurovsky. Kurovsky was extremely fast early in the day in the rookies. Had a third place finish, a tough race in heat two which saw him back to seventh, and then a DNF as he was really carving through the field, and that cost him a good starting spot in this pre-final. He started out of eighth position on 24 points, but Kurovsky in the PCR kart, the PCR AK racing cart from Wollongong, is doing well now, moving up through the field and about to make it a six cart long train at the front of the field. So while Sargent is leading the way, blue flag's getting called now for Jay Heffron in the 63 cart. The Wagga driver about to get the blue flags as the leaders are closing in on him. Probably in the next lap, Heffron will be caught by that front-running pack. So it'll be interesting to see where and when they catch the back marker, because we have seen back markers affect the outcome of a couple of the pre-finals already this afternoon. So they're into the S's, and they will be coming up onto the back marker as they come up over the rise. Now Sargent got a tag in the back that time from Everingham, and now third place runner Harradine is trying to make a move. So They catch the back marker eventually on the back straight. Not everyone gets through, though, unfortunately, for Krivoski. I think he got caught just at the back of the back marker, and so that has cost him about 10 cart lengths. Leader is still Sargent as we come to half race distance. Well, in fact, we've just over with 7 laps completed. Krivoski with some work to do now. That will be very frustrating as he's already run down this front-running pack once, and he lost about one and a half seconds just not being able to get through the back marker as they went up to the top turn. Sargent from Everingham. They're just starting to kick away at the front of the field now. The front two across the start finish line now. All that group running in the 37s. 37.6 is for Sargent and Everingham. 38 that time for Harradine, so that's why he's starting to back up. A 37.9 for Fardell, a 37.7 for Boulding, and Krivoski a 38.0. So looks like Krivoski's going to struggle to catch that front pack as now Sargent and Everingham are pulling away. So the Tegra cart from Grenfell of Thomas Sargent leads from the 7 of Tyler Everingham from Orange. The Everingham electrical top cart sits in 2nd. Then 3rd from Lithgow, it's the C electrical cart. Behind him, the Dubbo driver of Mr. HD Race Cars, the top cart of Blake Fardell. Then Jaden Boulding, the first of the Canberra drivers. Following him, the Wollongong cart of Luca Krivoski. That's the PCR AK racing cart, but he is still quite some way away. But six different clubs represented in that front running group. As Sargent now gets himself a 4 cart length advantage, 0.2 of a second is on the racetrack. Good little battle further back between Granger, Ward, Bowditch and Longhorn as they're coming up on the back marker in Heffron, and unfortunately for Ward, he's been the real loser in that battle because he got stuck behind the back marker there. So Granger and now Bowditch are ahead of the 55 cart. The white flag is out. Another back marker, Will Longmore, will be caught by the leaders on this last lap. But at the moment, Sargent has enough breathing room. Further back in the pack, it's Boulding trying to make the move on Fardell. Fardell not holding on. Yes, he is. He's holding on through the dip. So Fardell has fought back on that battle. As the back marker, well, looks like they're not going to catch Longmore now. As Sargent heads to the checkered flag, Sargent takes the win. Second place, Everingham. Oh, a spin by Boulding across the finish line. He dropped a wheel onto the dirt and it just looped him around at the finish line. So Boulding coming in behind Fardell, Harradine, Everingham and Sargent. Then it's Krivoski, Fripp, Harness. Back then to Granger and Ward who battled it out. Bowditch next. And then Longmore will finish the last cart on lap with one lap down, Jade Heffron. The good battle here in the rookies. Junior National Heavy is out on the circuit next.
Natural Gas and Water are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're specialists in hot water, heating and cooling, including solar hot water. At Natural Gas and Water, they supply and install all types of hot water systems, including electric, gas, continuous flow and solar systems. And as Canberra can not only get very cold in winter, but also extremely hot in summer, they specialise in evaporative cooling. You can give Natural Gas and Water a call today on 6241 8237. Natural Gas and Water, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Yass Firewood Supplies have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrum Bateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Be it pine bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required size to use. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408 694 464. Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Take Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuild, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Now, just as we get set for the Junior National Heavies, I'd let you know if you've got family and friends at home that want to hear how you're going, they can look at the live timing app and watch your progress on the timing app. But you can also listen to the commentary here today, and that is available online at www.sportradio.com.au. We hope all the people out there listening to the Southern Stars series is enjoying what they are hearing this first round of the event live on sportradio.com.au. As they're formed up here in Junior National Heavy, Jared Whitty in the 90 starts on the pole, and the 99 of Zane Moore starts out of position number 2. Jack Dare starts out of position number 3 in the 11 cart. Chris Cooper in the 94 starts out of position number 4. In good formation now, and Morse gets a great jump off the start. Leads the way into turn number 1. Dares up into third position. Oh, just the crisscross, and Cooper will get back. Stacks on the middle as there's contact further back in the pack. I think the contact started with the 8 card of Jack Loftus. Now, I'm not 100% sure of that, but certainly further back down the field, they got spun around a number of carts, and fortunately, looks like all of them are running clutches, so they're all back on motoring again. Race leader across the line is Zane Morse in that 99 car, but here comes Whitty. Whitty up the inside, and Whitty will take the lead in that 90 car. So Whitty leading the way. And Whitty, a good drive yesterday in the heats. He had a first in heat number 1, then a fifth and a second. Now, Zane Morse only got to 8th in heat 1, then 2 wins, which is why he started out of position number 2. Whitty in the 90 cart, leading from Zane Morse in the 99. Then the battle further back is Chris Cooper in the 94. Alex Waters now getting ahead of Jack Dare. Now, Jack Dare from Wagga in the Molars plumbing service card had been driving extremely well, showed a lot of great speed yesterday. He finished second once, but had 2 6th-place finishes, and one of those was when he got into a much stronger position, one of those 6th-place finishes, but then had dramas and lost a bunch of spots from trouble on the circuit. So Dare now just fading back to 5th. Jack Gammy in 6th. That's the North Shore Arrow with the Gordon Gammy Constructions entry, sitting there ahead of Alex Venables, the Griffith driver in the Arrow. Then it's Loftus, who was involved in that first turn dramas from the Sapphire Car Club, the Auto Pro Bega sponsored entry. Jared Prenegast from Griffith. Then it's Harrison Post. Joel Townsend up the inside, going into turn number 1. Morse makes the move, but he runs wide. Whitty goes straight back under him. So the leaders, whilst they swap positions, Everything remains the same at the end of that little conflict. Further backed up, Waters is a man to watch. Alex Waters had 2 seventh place finishes yesterday with a third place finish. And Waters is now really showing some speed. His lap times, 37.8, which is right about what that pack is doing, where the lead two drivers are in the 37.5s. The 61 of Waters makes the pass on Cooper, and Waters is up into third position. Now, on a clean lap, what can he do? Can he start to bridge the gap on Moore, banging and crashing further back? Harrison Post and Jared Penegast, along with Cody Boulding, getting themselves into quite a conflict there as they head up the back straight, three wide. Leader also under a threat again as Zane Morse continues his battle at the front of the field. Great battles all over the circuit as Morse, again, Whitty drives in deeper into the S's and gets the spot back. So Morse, he needs to work out how to make the pass going up the hill and staying there. Now Alex Waters throwing his hand in the air. He's not happy. Perhaps some contact there. Gammy and Cooper have been mixing it up over the last lap. Waters looks back up the inside again. Cooper's going to come off the top turn side by side with him and takes the spot. And I think Dare is just starting to fade off that battle at the back of that pack. But it's still Whitty and Morse leading. Then it's Cooper from Waters. Dare makes the move up the inside that time on Jack Gammy. Race leader working his way around the top of the circuit. Here's Morse trying to make a move down into the pit turn this time. And Morse trying to make the move, but Whitty holds him off once again. Great driving at the front of the field. Morse to the inside, makes the pass. This time he blocked the move and didn't allow the crisscross to happen. So Morse is now your race leader. Whitty gets a good run out of the S's though. And Whitty through the dip and up onto the back straight. Looks to the inside of Morse. Morse goes for the carburetor to try and adjust the performance of that kart. But Whitty has him covered at the end of the straight. Morse can't do the crossover coming off the top turns. And Jared Whitty is your leader once again. They come across to complete 9 laps. 3 laps left to go. This time Morse trying to go to the outside. That was an interesting move. Cooper and then it's Waters back there backing, battling it out for 3rd and 4th position. So Whitty and Morse. Morse to the inside. Morse and Whitty side by side into the top turns. Whitty tries the crossover and comes off the top turn. They're still side by side. The battle at the front of the field. And Morse is your leader. He hangs on with 2 laps left to run. What can Whitty do now? Whitty to the inside, tries the big move, the slide job pays off, and Whitty goes back to the front. Great racing here. Junior National Heavy, it's going down to the wire. Cooper and Waters, that battle's broken off for the moment. Me and Dare, well, they've been battling it out right throughout the last 4 or 5 laps. At the moment, Gammy's got the track position. Loftus is behind Dare, but a fair ways back, then through the rest of the field. Prendergast, Townsend, Post, Jamie Prendergast, Venables, Shade, Freeman and Croxton. White flag is out. And Whitty holding the position at the front of the field. Through the S's this time. Now Whitty's gone tight. Run the ripple strip. That's going to give all the opportunity that Morse needs. Morse tried the move coming up over the rise. Just couldn't grab it. Now Morse goes to the outside on the entry into the top turns. He tries the crossover coming off the top turns. Zane Morse sets him up and makes a move. He protects the inside line going into the pit turn. Whitty throwing the card around trying to find a way back, but it'll be Zane Morse who Whitty comes home in second. Waters is back there in third. Then it's Cooper behind him. Jack Gammy, Jack Dare, Jack Loftus is right on his back. bumper was Jared Prendergast. Joel Townsend in the 71 was the next card through. Then it's Harrison Post, Jamie Prendergast, and Alex Venables. Trade, Jared Freeman and Brendan Croxton will round out the runners there. Cody Boulding, unfortunately, off the circuit after just 7 laps. We'll have it all start out of 16th position in the final later today. So, next up, it is tag 125 heavy as we continue round one of the Stars series.
BioZone, quality cleaning products. Call Sante Chablo on 0418-964. Tonight, BioZone, used by the Camper Car Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual-action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaner roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio metal car cleaners, and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's BioZoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonto Zuplotto 0418-964-378. BioZoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Capital Trophies and Sportswear are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They've been known for 20 years of family-oriented service, providing reliability and quality work. Capital Trophies and Sportswear have two great locations. On the north side, it is at Shop 7, 100 Mitchell, whilst on the south side, Shop 4, Premier Court, Canberra. You can give them a call on either 6241 6448 or, for the south side, 6296 2. Capital Trophies and Sportswear, 25 years of family service. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Canberra team would like to thank, yes, Valley Earthworks. They're tough but capable experts in precision work. If you need earth moving or excavation services in your nasty, well, yes, Valley Earthworks has everything you need to get the job done. They're experienced, qualified, and highly skilled operators who can complete any job safely and effectively. Yass Valley Earthworks for all your excavation needs on 0408-630. Now for
Robert Hogan in the 25, then it's Christopher Centofanti in the 80, Michael Yoakums in the 4, Daniel Mapstone in the 84, Tony Woodward in the 6, Andrew Hemphill's in the 5, Craig Hill in the 72, Peter Whale in the 13, Jake Goodyear in the 77, Paul McCabe in the 8, in the heavies, Nathan Jess is in the 11, Cirillo in the 75, Williams in the 15, McPhee in the 51 as we go green. Oh, Senator Tafanti into the back bumper that time of John McCabe. He's fighting on, trying to grab second place, but Hogan will take that now. Oh, contact further back, Danny Jarkson, Warren Hall in the super heavies getting together. They run up the back straight this time, around the top of the circuit, and as they work their way into the pit turn for the first time, McCabe in the 66 is your race leader. The 25, then is Hogan. Behind him, Centofanti. Further back then to Mapstone. Woodward there, Yoakum, Hemphill, Whale. Then it's McCabe, Hill, Williams. So Williams, I think, might be the leader of the super heavies currently. As they come across the line to complete lap number 2, it's John still with a handy bumper. 0.3 of a second, the gap between first and second. No one at the front of the field having a battle for position. John McCabe, fifth place in heat number 1, back with 2 first place finishes in heats 2 and 3. Robert Hogan, who won heat 1, fifth place in heat 2, and then was second in heat number 3. He's shown good speed throughout the day. yesterday in those heats. Bentafanti was three third place finishes. He runs in third once again. His pace, 32.918, just a fraction slower than the 32.8 that McCabe and Hogan have been able to post. Daniel Mapstone runs in fourth, trying to get on to the back of Centafanti. Mapstone, who's got past Yoakum, and Yoakum, who in fact is starting to fall back, and Centafanti now closing in on Robert Hogan. Hogan, in that 25, had a 32.9 to Centafanti's 32.8. Centafanti now man on the circuit. The CRG intense karting entry of Centafanti from Griffith now really starting to make some move forward. And he is closing in on the back of Robert Hogan. Behind him, Daniel Mapstone Cart. Mapstone yesterday, a second place in Heat 1, but really went off the boil in the next two heats, a ninth and an eighth plate, as Centafanti makes the move now, going up over the rise. Gee, Centafanti was quick out of the S's that time and has made the pass up in second position. Hogan right back, might have just got him going around the top turn. So, after a couple of changes in position, 43's fading, that's Danny Jarks, the former Queanbeyan Tiger and Ainslie football champion, who has retired from football, taken up motorsport, and unfortunately he's going to start from the back of that super heavy field as he pulls the cart off the circuit now. So race leader John McCabe clicks off another lap. A 33.2, so a bit off his best. Hogan and 32.9, they're trying to push it. They've broken away now from Woodyard. In fact, I think Daniel Mapstone has had an off. I can't see where on the circuit, but he's dropped back to 16th position. So Mapstone will start at the back of the tag heavies. That'll be 11th position. So Centafanti and Robert Hogan in second, Centafanti in third. Closing in now on McCabe, whose gap is down to half a second. That's three cart lengths on the racetrack. Two Canberra drivers at the front of the field and a back marker in Ian McPhee starting to get the backs. So as McCabe leads the field round into the S's this time. 25 is Hogan, then it's the 80 of Centafanti. Race leader has no problem getting past Ian McPhee. He still stays well out of the way, keeps the way of Hogan and Sibari. The gap between first and second has closed up again at 0.3 of a second. So Hogan and Centafanti are taking 0.1 of a second out of the lead every lap, and we still have a lap and a half remaining here in the pre-final for Tag Heavy and Super Heavy. Part of the Southern Zone, Southern Stars series here at the Canberra Kartway, round number one. Hope you're enjoying all the action, whether you're here at the track or live on sportradio.com.au. So don't forget, you can tell your family members, if they are at home, that in there, diving down, Paul McCabe, he's trying to get the cart, tried to dive up the inside of Ian McPhee as they were trying to work their way past the lap driver, and he is off the circuit. So as the checkered flag is at the ready, it is a win to John McCabe from second place man in Robert Hogan. Centafanti showing some good speed there, set the fastest lap of the race by 1/1000th of a second for Robert Hogan. Woodward, Yoakum. Oh, Jess is into the dirt there as he comes across the line in 12th. Hemphill was 6th. Peter Whale was 7th. Craig Hill was 8th. Jake Goodyear was in 9th. Then it was Greg Williams. Paul McCabe, after recovering from that off, was in 11th. Nathan Jess, 12th. Hannaford in 13th. Mapstone in 14th. Paul Cirillo in 15th. Warren Hall in 16th. And Ian in 17th position. This is, of course, the first round of the Canberra Kart Racing, the third round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, and also the first of the Southern Stars series. A great new series for this region, and it's been well supported right throughout this first weekend. The next round of the championship in 2 months' time moves to Wagga on the 11th and 12th of May. Then it's off to Dubbo on the 20th and 21st of July. Grenfell hosts the fourth round on the 24th and 25th of August. And then it's off to Griffith for the final round of the championship. I believe it's going to be the start of their night series. That date yet to be confirmed. But the Southern Star Series off to a great start here in Canberra this weekend.
Canberra Kart Shed is now open at Unit 1, 55 Townsend Street in Fishwick. Give Brett a call today for all your karting and chassis requirements. And the Canberra Kart Shed also runs Freckle engines. With their own engine dyno, they can tune your engine to perfection. You can check them out online, www.kartshed.com.au, or give Brett a call on 0438 303 224. The Canberra Kart Shed. Of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Rock Solid Concreting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Rock Solid Concreting work throughout Canberra for concreting and paving. Rock Solid Concreting, you can contact them on 0412 085 367. Rock Solid Concreting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club for all your concreting and paving needs. Give them a call today. Capital Trophies and Sportswear are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They've been known for 25 years of family-oriented service, providing reliability and quality workmanship. Capital Trophies and Sportswear have two great locations. On the north side, it is at Shop 7, 101 Lysart Street, Mitchell. Whilst on the south side, they're in Shop 4, Premier Court, Canberra. You can give them a call on either 6241 6448 or, for the south side, 6296 2556. Capital Trophies and Sportswear, 25 years of family service. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
And piece of metal reported on the circuit. The flag marshals have just cleared it off. Also, there was a nose cone found in Clubman that's been returned. It's been chakrid, so if anyone in Clubman lost a grey or silver nose cone, that has been found and returned to the Alcrid. Hope you're enjoying the first round of the Southern Star Series. Racing in Canberra continues next month with the ACT titles. That'll be held on... The April Open Sprint will be held on the 21st of April. Then the ACT titles, the fifth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, on the 18th and 19th of May. And then the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship packs up and heads over to Grenfell for the last weekend in June, when the Bomb High Memorial and Festival of the Kids will be run. And we're all looking to that race meeting in June. So some big races coming up for the Canberra Kart Racing Club members. And, of course, all are welcome to enter. Here in Sportsman Restricted Light, Michael Cedars in the 10. Won two heats yesterday and finished in fifth place. James Hutchinson had his first ever win in the start in heat number 3. And he finished in fourth and third. So improved all day. He starts on the outside of the front row. Jack McCoy starts in the 94 out of position 3. Jonathan Dawson in the 23 will start out of position number 4. Michael Hogan in the 6 starts out of 5. Millward in the 8 out of position number 6. The 27 of Alexandra Summerhall is in the 7. Matthew Maloney, the 26 cart, starting out of 8th. John Francis in the 80 cart starts out of position number 9. Then we get to the restricted sportsman heavies, which Kevin Reid won 2 out of the 3 heats yesterday. He starts out of position 10. Jeff Bell in the 44 starts out of 11. Murphy in the 12. Then it's Bullman in the 31 starts 13th. Gordon Gammy in the 73 cart. Matthew Whale in the 96, Anthony Barry in 17, Benjamin Donahue in the 13, Michael Nordsvand, watch out for him in the P20, he was very aggressive, caused a number of incidents yesterday, and the 36P of Daniel Humphreys. Looking good for a start here, off the outside of the front row, Hutchinson tries to go with Cedars, he's going to get caught 1 hour one back, fortunately, no one. McCoy wasn't close enough to stick his nose up the inside. And Cedars, Michael Cedars, in the Cedars truck repair, Arrow, from the combined districts based out there at Lithgow, leads the way. Canberra's James Hutchinson. Then it's McCoy in the 94 who slots into third position. So, the sportsman restricted. Out on the circuit now, under plenty of pressure to lead. He's got past France. Oh, a spin! And that is Hutchinson and also McCoy. So Hutchinson and McCoy, who started second and third respectively, are out. I didn't see what caused that. But both those drivers have refired up. They go to the tail end of the field. So Cedars now has a huge advantage over Michael Hogan. 2.8 seconds the gap. Jonathan Dawson, Alexander Millward, and it's Alexandra Summers, Matthew Maloney in the 26, and then the first of the heavies is Kevin Reid running in 7th place on the racetrack. So just a reminder, once again, we have two classes running together here. Restricted light, restricted heavy. Both running the same engine configurations, but their carts have different weights. Now, McCoy and Hutchinson have got past Donahue already. They're trying to work their way back up the field at the moment, though. 11th and 12th. Oh no, they won't be starting that far back. There's a couple of P-platers, so they'll be starting in about 7th and 8th respectively, with Michael Cedars doing it very easy. He's running a 34.097, Hogan a 34.3. Now for McCoy and Hutchinson, who are showing the pace, they've just run 34.4s and a 34.6. So Cedars is at least a tenth of a second faster than the rest of the field. Jonathan Dawson is the next fastest car out there. He had a 34.12. Now he is currently running in third position and starting to put the pressure on Michael Hogan. He's closed up the gap between himself and Hogan. Is trying to make the move in that 23 card. The heavies battle continues on, and the Norsvan dives up the inside of two carts that time. He made the move up the inside of Bullman and Francis and has made that pass. Norsvan, who has, well, he's certainly caused his share of accidents throughout this weekend, had made a strong move to get himself up into 11th place and is now trying to run down Matthew Whale in the 96 cart. As more contact further back, another man that's been in the battles throughout the weekend, Matthew Maloney. His 26 cart just got freight trained by probably Reed, Bell and Damien Murphy, who battle, a class battle in the restricted heavies class. So Maloney has had this trouble before when the heavies have come up to him. He hasn't worked out who it is that he's battling with. Off the circuit, yellow flag down the bottom of the circuit. I think that's Daniel Humphreys who's trying to get himself out of the kiddie litter. Yep, that's the 73, Gordon Gammy. Gordon Gammy falls towards the back of the field. So, 8 laps completed, and the pass has been made by Dawson, who comes up to second position now. So Stevens coming up on the back markers. He's now passing the 13 cart of Benjamin Donoghue. Hutchinson has had another off, so he has dropped back to 19th place on the racetrack. I hope that's an off and he hasn't lost a transponder fat. But he is now a lap down to the leaders. In fact, he's 2 laps down to the leaders. So now I can see Hutchinson still out there, so he has had another incident there and lost more places. The race leader, Michael Cedars, out to a 4.3 second lead as he comes across the finish line now in cart number 10. He's leading the way from Dawson. Hogan is the next cart through with Millward. Then it's Alexandra Summerhall in the pink cart from Aubrey, the Azuro Aubrey Wodonga Oils entry. Kevin Reed still leading the heavies battle. Bell just getting past Damien. Bell and Reed have had some good battles right throughout this race meeting. White flag out now for Lithgow's Michael Cedars. So Cedars working his way up onto the back of some more traffic here. Trent Humphreys will be the first card he catches up to. Now he can back off and just let Humphreys go because he has a 4 second advantage, and I think that's exactly what. Checkered flag at the ready, and Humphreys will stay on the leader's lap as Cedars takes the win. Dawson home in second, then it's Hogan, Millwall, Summers Hall across the line. Then you had a bunch of the back marches in Hutchinson, Barry, Donoghue. Further back then to Reed, who wins the heavies battle. Bell, Murphy, Maloney, Nordsvand in 10th, Whale in 11th, McCoy in 12th, then it's Bullman, Daniel Humphreys, John Francis and Trent Humphreys rounds out the run in Sportsman Restricted. Our final, free final, is about to head out onto the circuit. That's the Tag 125 Lights.
Bio-quality clean products. Couple Sundays with Blow on 0418-964-378. Biozone, used by the Camper Car Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio metal car cleaners and eco lemon clean. It's Biozone. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418-964-378. Biozone, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new cart or specialist cart? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your... Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Natural Gas and Water are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're specialists in hot water, heating and cooling, including solar hot water. Gas and Water, they supply and install all types of hot water systems, including electric, gas, continuous flow and solar systems. Canberra can not only get very cold in winter, but also extremely hot in summer. They specialise in cooling. You can give Natural Gas and Water a call today on 6241 8237. Natural Gas and Water, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. So Tag Light out there for a final pre-final as they get set for a start. It'll be Beck Connell who starts from the pole. Beck Connell leading the way here in off the pole. Logan Ritter in the three cart will start out of position at number two. Out of position number three, Harrison Knight, then it's Jamie Lee Scorgi, Matthew Campello, Jacob Fripp, Adam Smith, Peter Santafanti, Ian Glitch, and Matthew Villiers is the order. Very slow formation lap here. Away and racing. No, no start that time. Ritter on the outside got too big a jump. So don't forget, if you're here at the track, you can check out the live timing and scoring. And, of course, we've got the live audio at sportradio.com.au. So, Beck Connell, Logan Ritter, and the front row. Again, a very slow formation lap. Looking for a start this time by. Please move away from the fence. The children on the fence at the start finish line. No, a spin there. Collects. Not sure which cart they've collected there. I think it might be Adam Smith's cart number 26. So Knight will get away, but Smith won't. As they work their way around the top of the circuit. Connell and Ritter getting off to a big advantage. Connell leading the way from Ritter. Back then to the 37 of Peter Santafanti. Further back then to the 9 of Matthew Villiers. The 7 next cart through is Jacob Fripp. Then it's a 47 of Matthew Capello. Glitch there is the next cart through, with the final cart being Harrison Knight. So, disappointment there for Adam Smith. Jamie Lee Scorgi also off the circuit. And Logan Ritter sitting in second position. 0.4 of a second behind Beck Connell, who leads the way. Beck Connell's first timed flying lap, a 32.4
32.345. A 32.345. That's the North Shore Karting Karting Club driver, Beck Connell. Logan Ritter in the Sydney Kart Club, Sydney Kart Racing Club, Sydney Kart. Work their way through the dip. Connell has definitely got the pace. Tenth of a second quicker than Ritter currently. Peter Centofanti, driver, sits in third. He's got the Riverina lift trucks. Matthew Capello closing in on him, with Jacob Fripp from Canberra just fading back to fifth. Villiers also starting to fade now, after they had got shuffled when Knight came through and took out the Scorgie card, I think it must be. Now looking at, yeah, that's Jamie Lee Scorgie down in turn number one. So that's frustrating for the As Firewood Supplies entry of Jamie Lee Scorgie, who was starting on the outside of the second row when Knight locked it up, spun round into turn number one, and just took out the car on his outside, which was Jamie Lee. So Griffiths, Adam Smith, not actually out on the circuit for the start of this pre-final. As the battle's starting to heat up here, Centofanti and his Griffith teammate in Capello, side by side along the back straight now. Also getting in there is Fripp, and I think Fripp got through with Capello. So a black and white diagonal flag going out to the 37 of Peter Centofanti. Managed to hold off Fripp on that last lap, but Capello is through and up into third place. Our leaders, though, 8 seconds up the road from Matthew Capello in third position. As Beck Connell, 32.4 her last lap, her best a 32.25. Best for Logan Ritter, a 32.27. Capello's best lap a 32.8. That's a 33.0. So certainly Capello is showing some speed here, but nowhere near the speed of the front two in Beck Connell and Logan Ritter, who, whilst there's a half a second between those two, have got the measure of the field. Matthew Capello, that Riverina lift trucks entry, running in third, with Centofanti, Fripp, Villery, and then it's Knight. He's got past Gletch now, and is trying to get as many spots as he can in the four laps that remain, although he is 5 seconds behind Matthew Villery. As the leaders now come across the start-finish line to complete lap number nine, Beck Connell, Logan Ritter, first and second, and they have a sizable gap to Matthew Capello, the 46 kart. Then it's back to Matthew. Still got Jacob Fripp trying everything he possibly can to make the pass. As Fripp, through the dip, up onto the back straight this time, he goes to the inside, and Fripp will get the spot. So Fripp moves into fourth position now. Leader is still Connell and Ritter. They come through to complete lap number 10. As they work their way up the back straight, the next two carts through, Centofanti has managed to get past Fripp again. So they work their way around the top of the circuit. White flag is out. Connell and Ritter well out in front. No pressure there. Capello, oh, look at Fripp's side pod now. That's starting to flap around. Obviously, there's been some contact there between and Villery. Well, that's not obvious, because he was battling previously with Centofanti. So as Beck Connell comes through to win the pre-final in the tag light, Second place, Logan Ritter. The gap, 1.3 seconds at the end of the race. Capello to home. Then it goes back to Centre Fanti, Fripp, and then further back to Valeri. Harrison Knight up to centre. He then got into the trouble on turn number one. Ian Gletch, final cart through. For Jamie Lee Scorgi, she was taken out in turn number one. And Adam Smith was not out on the circuit, so we'll have to try and find what happened to him. There will be a 20-minute lunch break now, a 20-minute lunch break ahead of all the finals here in round number one of the Southern Stars Series, and we'll be kicking it off in 20 minutes' time with Junior National Light.